The date is 10-9-1980. The interviewee is Walter Jones. The interviewer is Milton J. Carpenter. The address is 307 Camellia Drive. And the address is 307 Camellia Drive. And you live on 6th Street, Star Hill. His age is 66.
Where are you?
I live there.
Were you born there?
No, I was born in the county, but I lived in, when I was 16, I was living in another part of the shop in the city. I was living on Page Street, before I went to Star Hill area.
Okay. Who else lived in the household with you in Star Hill, as far as, you know, relatives, parents, how many?
Well, when I first went to Star Hill area, I was living with my father and mother-in-law and my wife. But after that time, my wife and I and my son.
Mm-hmm. I know you've explained Star Hill to me, but could you again explain like the differences or the,
differences
between Star Hill and Vinegar Hill, how they differed, or
if they were one and the same? Because earlier you mentioned it.
Well, I don't think it was the same exactly, but one was residential and one was business. Okay. Star Hill was residential, and Vinegar Hill was business located.
Mm-hmm. And Star Hill started, well, where did like Vinegar Hill stop and Star Hill start?
Well, as far as the area is concerned, it's all combined practically. It's see, because there's a lot of things being done in Star Hill area right now that is related to Vinegar Hill, like Angie's store. See, that was Vinegar Hill, but it's in the Star Hill area. See, under this program, okay. Like Star Hill is being working on.
Okay, and you owned your own home. How many rooms were in your home, in your house in Star Hill? How large was the house?
Three bedrooms, bath, dining room, kitchen, and a living room.
Mm-hmm.
Six.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You mentioned having something to do with the grant from HUD with Star Hill. Did you have anything to do with the renovation of Vinegar Hill as well?
That was done by different altogether. His city was one I think that was working Vinegar Hill program, and then this other thing came under a program that was dominated by HUD.
Mm-hmm.
The Star Hill program.
Could you define your role in that?
My role?
Yes, sir.
Well, I was just one of the committees in the Star Hill thing when he was getting there, you know, as far as seeing that people get paint and whatever was necessary that they needed during that time. And this thing is a 3-year program, and it's in the second year now.
Mm-hmm. Is this like a self-help thing with the Star Hill? Like you give them material and they do their own, or
no?
Or is the city doing it all?
What it really matters to is that the people apply for a loan at a cheap interest rate, and they use the money to beautify the area in many ways. Like, for instance, landscaping, remodeling houses, and one thing or another.
Mm-hmm. Do most of these people own their homes who are applying for these loans?
The people that apply for the loans are low-income people that own their homes. And I think the program is arranging for to buy some property and build some homes and sell them to people that have no interest rate. Now this is a Star Hill we're talking about.
Right, right.
And this doesn't have anything to do with Vinegar Hill.
Right. Do you feel that something like this could have worked for Vinegar Hill? Do you think, I mean, do you see, let's say,
I don't feel that the business people on Vinegar Hill had a fair shot at their business as far as keeping their business is concerned. Because if it had been a program like this, it could have been money put into the businesses and improved it, and then it could have been, you know, more successful.
Mm-hmm. So you think that this would have been a better alternative than just wiping them out, as was did?
Well, you call it wiping out now. We only had a few people that were dissatisfied with selling it. Because
really?
Some of them were willing to sell and some were not.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them caught it in the coast for more money.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them had to go anyway. Because I don't know where you were talking to Jackson's. I'm not, there's any Star Hill area.
I'm going to talk to them.
Well, then they had two wine stoves on that Vinegar Hill, and that thing was torn down. They owned the building, they were leased to merchants that were running them. And they had a beautiful, of course, this was downtown, this wasn't Vinegar Hill.
That's all about the whole area, even though that's where the black businesses were concentrated, even if not Vinegar Hill, right? All down in there in Vinegar Hill and so forth.
Well, it was Vinegar Hill extended.
Mm-hmm.
Down Bangin Street, was all on Main Street, we put it that way. Mm-hmm. Practically all the black business in the town, in the city of Charlottesville, was on Main Street.
Uh-huh.
At that time, on Vinegar Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Well, weren't there like homes behind these businesses, like where King's is now?
No, well, yes, it was. Down in there, there were a lot of homes. They sold everybody. Oh, let's see. They moved about 50 families out of there.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, these homes, no, was this area behind Main Street? Was that Vinegar Hill or Star Hill?
Vinegar Hill.
Oh, well, okay.
Well, no, that was Vinegar Hill and I don't know what they call it, Vinegar Hill or not, because it really, Vinegar Hill was sort of like just coming up Main Street.
Right.
But some of these streets were Williams Street and Paul Street and Commerce Street and different streets like that they went in. Down all down in there, mm-hmm. running back and forth, crossing right. down in there. And they called it Skank Springs, I think.
Skank Springs?
I think is what they called it down there.
Do you have an idea how that's spelled?
Hmm?
Do you have an idea how that is spelled?
Skank Springs?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, see something.
Well, best thing to ask you is this. Do you know why? Do you have any idea why I got that name?
No.
Because that's a new one. We've heard of, what was it, Cox Road?
Yeah, Cox's Road.
Uh-huh, Cox's Road.
That's on the other side of Page Street.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't over in the Vinegar Hill area, though.
Uh-huh. Because there was some indication given that perhaps there was like two sections in Vinegar Hill. And we aren't for sure, but we've heard something to the effect of there was a path that separated one group of people from another one.
I don't know.
You hear anything about that? Because we don't know if it's just hearsay or, you know, we haven't heard anyone else mention it yet.
As a matter of fact, there's only one person that we know of that talked about the path.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Do you feel that most of the businesses were compensated? Well, not only businesses, but most of the people who were living in Vinegar Hill at the time. Do you feel they were compensated fairly for their property?
No, I couldn't say that. I
would have no idea.
Well, I think everybody had a quarrel with the city to get what they wanted out of them, mm-hmm. and whether they got. Whether they felt it was justified or not. Now, like I'm saying, some of these people that was involved in this change was maybe some of the people you should be able to talk to, like the Jacksons.
Mm-hmm.
And Now, I tell you, Father, forgive you all that a lot of dope on it. If you could ever get in touch with him, his name is White Johnson.
Why,
he used to live in that area, but he don't live in that area now. And he is not affiliated with any kind of business. He's not in the Star Hill area either. But I think they took his home for practice, not either, because I think he was one of the people that that had a quarrel with the city, but that property down there.
You say his name is Wyatt?
W-Y-A-T-T.
Got it. Thank you.
Johnson.
Uh-huh.
He lived in Ridge Street now.
Mm-hmm. On Ridge Street.
Yeah, I'm sure we do. I've heard that.
I don't think
before.
Anyone's talked to him though.
I'm sure we did. I don't know.
He worked at the university somewhere.
Really?
I think he worked at what is that? Is that Jag School? Not Jag School, what is that? What Thomas Jefferson man? What kind of school is that at Thomas Jefferson man?
Thomas Jefferson
Inn, did you say?
Yes.
That may be just some place on the outskirts or somewhere that they named, you know, after Thomas Jefferson. Because I haven't.
No, I mean, this is
Thomas Jefferson Inn.
Related to the professors or something, I think.
Thomas Jefferson Inn. I've never heard of that. I'll write that down, though, because it might be something we've never heard of, especially if it's related to professors.
Okay. Hey, you said you worked for the railroad back in this time?
I did work for them for 36 years, yes. But I don't wait for them. I'm all finished with that.
Right. Well, what kind of job did most blacks have back at that time?
Waiting table.
Waiting tables.
And
maids.
Cooking. Domestic work.
What years was this right here? What years we're talking about? What'd you say?
All the years. What do you mean?
19.
It's hard to get somebody to be doing a lot of domestic work now,
mm-hmm.
but all down through the years, that's all they could do, you know, mm-hmm. before these jobs opened up to these. And then, I tell you, the reason for that is, too, the generation have changed and people are preparing themselves more for better jobs. They're more qualified to hold different jobs, and they are, more people are doing that.
Plus they can't get the opportunity more so now than they could.
Right, because at first they didn't have a chance. If they had prepared themselves for these particular jobs, they wouldn't have been able to get them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Something might interest you to know that, and I don't know what year it was now. I think I got newspaper clippers to it, but I tell you what, at one time, you know, they didn't allow black to play golf on the golf courses in this town. Mm-hmm. And I was one that, in fact, it took me about 2 years. I started to fight with them for meet with city council and on that golf, and I could only get it in for one day a week. And that's so you know how long ago that's been. That was on a Tuesday. We could go down to McIntyre Park and play golf on the same green one day a week. And then I had to show proof that it was enough. They claimed that blacks weren't interested in the golf. But I had been playing a long time, seeing it and going back and forth to Washington and playing in different places.
Yeah.
And I felt like we shouldn't have done that.
That's true.
Shouldn't have to go that far, you know. And so I started to fight with him. And I had one of the prosecutors tell me that he turned the golf course into a cornfield before we let us play golf on it. But they didn't turn it into the cornfield. He played golf on it. His name was Littleton Wood.
Mm-hmm.
We started playing golf on it one day a week, and then finally this things just changed and changed and changed until it just played every time you want to open up to the public forever.
Mm-hmm.
See.
It's good to know some things like that, because when you hear about places like Farmington, where blacks still can't do anything with work, you still get just discouraged.
Well, they opened up a membership at Farmington since they had to fight at that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's open.
Mm-hmm.
Since it opened, I don't think anybody.
I don't think that there have been either, because I've heard folks talk about.
A lot of people been there for a guest.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, I got a bad eye. There's a big star on it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way things have came down through. That's the way the trend have been for the down through the years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. a lot of these questions, like we've already, you know, talked about in some way, and I'm just skimming through. Oh, you could tell me something about education in schools back then, as far as like high schools or educate the amount of education that why I could hope to obtain.
Basically, during the time that you were coming up, when it was the Vinegar Hill
era. I think the same amount of education in all my time has been open to the black, and just, you know that too, though.
Yes.
Before my time there, I couldn't tell you.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, if a family was lucky and their children could go to school and finish high school, uh-huh. then there was colleges that they could go to. There weren't mixed colleges. Or
yeah.
You couldn't go to white colleges, but there was colleges that they could go to.
Uh-huh.
And that happened in many incidents.
Yeah.
I never did go to college. But.
Mm-hmm. But see, the reason we asked you this question, because we were told by some people that we've interviewed that was it Jefferson only went to a certain grade, so that's why we ask about, you know,
Jefferson was only a certain time. When Jefferson was first built, I think, was just eighth grade.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
But when Jefferson did add 12 grades on
it was,
I went to Admiral Training School. I don't know if you've heard of the New Orleans, Virginia. Admiral Training School was
mm-hmm.
a good trade school.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I went to school.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to the city school.
Mm-hmm. Well, how was that different from, say, Jefferson? Was it the same thing, or did it prepare you more for maybe a trade, or what did it
do? It's supposed to have done. And then at that time, Admiral Training School had better credits than Jefferson did.
Oh, uh-huh.
Jefferson didn't have as high credits at that time as that. My training school did. In fact, that's why we were told.
Uh-huh.
We didn't show them the new eyes, but it was probably happy talking about that at that
uh-huh.
time.
Uh-huh.
Now, my son is a graduate from a white high school,
uh-huh.
but he went to a black college.
Uh-huh.
But in fact, he happened to a white college too. And then since he finished college, he had been sent by the company he's working for. He had been sent to several white colleges for the company had sent him for
mm-hmm.
more education since
mm-hmm.
he finished college.
Mm-hmm.
There's his picture of his wife sitting there.
Uh-huh. Now, where do they live?
Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
He is a regional representative for Reynolds Aluminum Company.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know him from somewhere.
You know him? He used to be a traffic cop in Richmond when he was going to school at Union.
He looks like somebody.
He's very
familiar, doesn't he? He's very well known in Richmond now. Because he started his job in Richmond.
Right.
We got some more pictures of him that even since he that was when he was wearing them, you know, 205 and 208. Right in the same block. That's all the four she ever lived in her life. Born right there and lived right there. Then she give me the bell because I bought over here.
So no, what's next on
the agenda? You were talking about leisure time. You said you like to play golf. What did most blacks like to do in their leisure time?
Who? Well, we have a lot of fellows that taking up golf. And then they have people that used to coach little league softball teams. I can't say they used to like shoot marbles because I don't know what they
are. Tell me, did you hear anything about, what do you know about organizations? For example, the Masons, did you know of the Eastern Star, Secret 12, those sort of things? Did you belong to any such organizations or know anyone that did?
I belong to the Masons and the Eastern Stars and the Elks.
Uh-huh.
That's what I belong to now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so all these... So these all have all been around a while, right? These organizations.
They've been around since the world has been around.
If I had never heard of I had heard of the others, but I had not heard of the Eastern Star.
You never heard of Eastern Star?
No, sir, I hadn't.
You said you from Culpeper? Yeah.
See, but my parents aren't from the area.
Your parents are not?
They're from North Carolina.
Oh.
So that's why I didn't really know anything about the organizations here.
Well, they got a lot of great Masonic lodges in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. See, my grandparents probably could have told me more about that. But
how do you come claim you from Culpeper?
No, I am. I was born there.
Oh.
But I'm born there. But mom and daddy, they're from North Carolina. So daddy teaches at home. So.
In Culpeper.
Mm-hmm.
What's your father's name?
Poole. He coaches too, but anyway, that was before. Before things got any. Well, he still does, but he remember Carver? Do you remember Carver School? Because that's where all the blacks were because in the area.
Yeah.
But my father taught there.
I know the man that built that school. Really? I know the bricklayers that made it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I said, as far as organizations like the Masons and Eastern Star and so forth, I had never heard of any. I mean, I've heard of the Masons, but not Eastern Star was a new one to me. Perhaps I'd
Eastern
read about
Eastern Star is just the auxiliary part of the Masonic Masons.
Mm-hmm.
It's women's group.
Mm-hmm.
And all the auxiliaries have to have a name, two or three, to join for the, I don't know how many men belong, but I mean, it's always got to be somebody holding the job of patron in the Eastern Stars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ms. Franklin was telling us about that. Mm-hmm. She said, I can't tell you too much because I wanted to let you know all my secrets.
It's a secret order.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern Stars are a secret order.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, secret but the history part of it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. These people have a lot to do. These people contribute a lot to the, maybe not just the social life, but, you know, to helping Vinegar Hill, Star Hill area stay maintained.
These stars ain't doing nothing to help Star Hill area. I mean, it wouldn't be feasible, but I tell you what the Sonics are doing.
Mm-hmm.
They have let the auditorium part of that building for the senior citizens.
Uh-huh.
For recreation every day,
mm-hmm.
and for their luncheon tables every day.
That's
for senior citizens.
Mm-hmm. That's how they're contributing to the community now.
Okay. Next one's about churches. How did they? Well, you know, I know that they've always, you know, been a big part of Black life, but specifically then, how did they fit in socially, religiously? So.
You mean as part of the improvement of the community?
Yes, sir. And what happened to churches like after the renewal?
Well, they didn't stay in the churches. Every church has been disturbed.
I thought one church was.
What he's asking is, did people still attend?
Yeah, they took this church over on Pole Street.
Yeah.
But they, I don't know what they, I think that church moved for the city. They did that though, didn't they? I don't know whether, maybe they did. But I don't think they haven't disturbed the churches too much.
Yeah.
The biggest split in the building with the churches is that churches splitting and going to separate themselves.
Yeah.
But, we haven't had too much of that in Charlottesville in this generation, but that did happen a long time before my time.
Mm-hmm.
Churches here split. Preacher take 5 or 6 people and run down this corner.
The major concern with that question was, let's say, like a person maybe going to this one church for 20 or 30 years and, you know, become a deacon or whatever, and then all of a sudden the church is, you know, destroyed, and people are sent to different parts of the town to live. And, you know, how do these people?
That never happened here. Because if a separation of views, Mount Zion Baptist Church or Zion Union Baptist Church, we are separate. Which I use Zion Union because Zion Union did move from the Vinegar Hill area to Preston Avenue, but the church went together. I mean, they bought and built a new church and tore the old church down, and all the whole family moved together, you know, moved with the church. I mean, there wasn't nobody destroyed or lost their membership or anything like that within the membership levels. Unless there was some incident where there was a fuss in the church among some of the members, and one of them, they may have split by like that, but not from being destroyed by Urban League, I wouldn't think.
Do you have an idea how Star Hill got its name?
Well, when they started moving around, beautifying it, they felt like Star Hill would be a pretty name for it, I guess. That's the only thing I don't know. Now, you can be Jackson will probably able to tell you that. She's one of the people that was so sophisticated about Star Hill. Maybe she can tell you what she feels like. She's been justified the success that the Star Hill area made.
Excuse me, is this Teresa Walker that you're speaking
of?
Yeah, because I'm supposed to speak with her.
Yeah.
And Edward Jackson and also Mr. Cox Jackson.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's all sisters and brothers.
Yeah, they were telling me, because I talked to Mr. Jackson, and he told me, you know, maybe you'd like to talk to my brother and sister too, and I already had them there.
Have you heard anything about a mayor of Vinegar Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a mayor of Vinegar Hill?
Mayor.
Mayor, M-A-Y-O-R.
What are you trying to say now?
Well, okay, Doc Bibb said that he was the, quote, mayor of Vinegar Hill.
No, he ain't never been nothing. Why you call him Doc, too?
That's what they call him.
See, we don't know. All we know about this man is, I don't know if you saw, but a couple of days ago they ran an article in the Daily Progress. Till this time, we had been under the impression that Mr. Bibbs was black. We did not know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they ran an article, and they said that he has been known, we should have brought it, as mayor of Vinegar Hill for so many years.
Yeah, just because he probably been selling fish all over Vinegar Hill and playing at colored people, rubbing their colored women or something like that.
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
Yes, because they ran an article on him, and the article was saying how he'd been there all this time. And
well, he done moved from three or four, five different buildings on that hill. There's a fish market from across the street and around the corner and around like that, different places around like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been well known, but I mean, this is publicity, I'm sure.
That's what I thought. But see, we had heard before of there being someone called the mayor of Vinegar Hill. And when we found out that Mr. Bibbs was white, we would say, well, this doesn't even make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that black
well,
people call him white man.
I slowed up when you said that, because I tell you why I asked you. The rest of Walker, as we call him, several of the people around in that neighborhood used to call me the mayor of 6th Street, but that was just because I used to keep everybody's family and all the shovel people snow in the wintertime when I was young. I used to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
Shovel the snow in front of people's houses and 6 people to pick them up back and forth to the hospital, keeping everybody's children in line, because Teresa had 2 boys that grew up with my son. And I used to keep people's children in line. All that, so they just say, it's the mayor of 6th Street. That's the only reason. So that's the one you said you don't know anybody being called
You wonder what he was talking about.
Hold up and see what you're saying.
Got around. Sorry. No. Where did you shop when you lived out there?
Well,
Safeway?
Mostly. You didn't have no particular place to shop at. You shop in different places.
This is
as of like now. Mm-hmm. I don't have a particular place to shop.
Yeah. But do you know whether or not most blacks in the area, I know that the Indians was around and so forth, did most blacks just stay like you just thinking?
The Indians, well yes they did too. I was going to say the Indians really didn't live in the Star Hill area, but they did live. Now this is where you talked to yesterday, or whenever.
Mm-hmm.
His mother and father used to live over top of this stuff.
Yes,
right.
He was
but now he lives in another area.
Anderson.
Anderson Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but this with the name.
More blacks patronized his store than Safeway, or did?
Oh no, he didn't do that kind of patron.
Mm-hmm.
And in the later years, he didn't.
I noticed in the later years, because I remember this location is in, or has been before he sold it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go by there and I wonder about the story, because I went in there once or twice because I was curious, because you know I saw that black people ran it, and I didn't see too many people around then.
Then he didn't have nothing in the store either. He didn't have a stock of store to do any business. You know, people know he just won't do. Going 3 miles to a store, and then when you get there, they tell you they ain't got it.
Mm-hmm,
But it was just, it just became to be a novelty for him in the later years anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really try to, I don't think he really tried to make a living out of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. He just think he basically enjoyed it.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. it's been in his family so long, it was his.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any significant events that you remember living back there? Any big things that happened that stands out in your mind?
What happened where?
In Star Hill, Vinegar Hill, or either of the two?
I'm the biggest thing that happened there. That made it possible for the Negroes to play golf in this town.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Everything this stuff I'm telling you. To come to school here too, so, you know. Because it's strange sometimes talking to people that came in with the first class of blacks, and they, you know, tell us how hard it was at first, and how few it was, and how different it is now since blacks have finally got
in. You got a lot of people have been there.
Yes, sir, we do, but it's still, compared to the whites that go to school there, it's still not but a small number of
is
blacks.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I got a niece, a cousin, or something go to school there.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Fry. Let's see.
Sandra Fry.
Sandra.
Yeah, because she is the head of the Afro-American Study Committee.
She's a smart person. You tell me, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. She is. Yes, sir, she is.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Sandra Fry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's the head of this committee. She's the head of the Afro-American Committee, and that's Afro-American Studies Majors. And I'm an Afro-American Studies Major, so she's head of that committee, and she takes care of things and tries to get it straight, you know, because they don't want, they're trying to get rid of the Afro-American department. And actually, that's the only, quote, black department. And it's not even a department that we have. And she's working with other people. And the instructor that I told you, we're helping with this to get things straight. So, that, you know, maybe we could talk to these professors and things and tell them, look, we need this department. You know, I know her well because we sang together in the gospel group that we have. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go on these questions?
Do you feel that the blacks there was a close-knit community in Star Hill, Vinegar Hill?
You want the real truth? Blacks ain't never been close-knit. Not unless it's something that comes along now, because that's why they Caucasian race have always been able to get over and do anything they want to do whenever they wanted, because they never, blacks never could really stick together. You know, they never had the love for each other and that kind of thing. Best known race for that is Jews.
Right, I was going to say that.
Huh?
I was going to say that, yeah.
Maybe if it had been more close than it, perhaps then Vinegar Hill wouldn't have been the
story.
Well,
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Well, that could have anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that.
Maybe not.
But I just said, but I mean, speaking of being close to the knit, that's a curse that's on the black people, in a way to speak.
Mm-hmm. I can understand what you mean, because that's the same thing I was telling you about the university, how people that were here at first when there were a few saying, now it's different because it's like, blacks don't look at each other and care about each other like they did when there were a few, you know.